This is SBS News in Easy English. I'm Biwa Kwan. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has defended the government's position on defence spending, dismissing calls from the US to lift spending to 3.5% of GDP or gross domestic product. Leaders at the NATO summit this week agreed to raise their defence spending to 5% of GDP. White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt says the US expects countries in the Asia Pacific, including Australia, to match the target of 5%. Mr. Albanese says Australia is sticking to the current plan to lift defence spending to 2.3% of GDP by 2034.
We have increased our defence investment. We've increased it by $57 billion over the medium term and by more than $10 billion in the short term as well. I'm now going to comment on things between Spain and the United States. What my job is to look after Australia's national interest. That includes our defence and security interests, and that's precisely what we are doing.
Australia has increased its funding commitment to the global vaccine group Gavi, as the US says it's withdrawing all of its funding over vaccine safety concerns. US Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., a vaccine skeptic, did not provide any evidence to support his claim that Gavi had ignored the science in immunising children around the world. The chair of the board of Gavi, Jose Manuel Barroso, says the organisation has multiple processes in place to prioritise the health and safety of children.
Gavi is indeed a unique organisation in global health with a public-private model that has brought together national governments, donors, vaccine manufacturers, scientific institutes and grassroots organisations to vaccinate more than 1 billion children in low-income and middle-income countries. And I want to say that Gavi has done it always following the best scientific advice, the best science in the world, putting as a very high priority vaccine safety.
At a summit in Brussels, donors pledged $13.75 billion in funding until 2030. Australia has announced it will provide $26 million more than what was requested, for a total contribution of $386 million over 5 years. A violent online extremist group called Telegram has been listed as a terrorist organisation by the Australian government. Telegram uses encrypted platforms to distribute racist and nationalist propaganda, designed to provoke terrorist attacks. The listing means anyone found to be a member or associated with the group could face up to 25 years in jail. Minister for Home Affairs, Tony Burke, says such extremist hatred has no place in Australia. Traditional owners of a region in Western Australia will travel to Paris next week to raise concerns with the United Nations about a draft decision to deny a World Heritage listing for an ancient rock art collection. There are more than 1 million rock carvings at the Pilbara site, which is next to a Woodside gas plant. Last month, the UN agency, UNESCO, indicated it would not be approving a World Heritage listing for the rock art collection because of damage from nearby industry. The state and federal governments have given Woodside permission to extend its Northwest Shelf gas plant for another 40 years. The composer who wrote the theme for Mission Impossible has died. Lalo Schifrin died of complications from pneumonia. He was 93. The Argentine won 4 Grammys and was nominated for 6 Oscars. He also arranged the grand finale musical performance for the World Cup in Italy in 1990, in which the three tenors, Placido Domingo, Luciano Pavarotti, and Jose Carreras, sang together for the first time. Thanks for listening. This is SBS News in Easy English.